I'd like to read just a few verses from Matthew chapter 20. If you have your Bible, please turn to Matthew chapter 20, and I'll be reading verses 29 through 34. Matthew 20, 29 through 34. As Jesus and the disciples left the town of Jericho, a large crowd followed behind. Two blind men were sitting beside the road. When they heard that Jesus was coming that way, they began shouting, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." "Be quiet," the crowd yelled at them. But they only shouted louder, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." When Jesus heard them, he stopped and called, "What do you want me to do for you?" "Lord," they said, "we want to see." Jesus felt sorry for them and touched their eyes, and instantly they could see. Then they followed him. May God bless the reading of his most holy scripture. Allow me briefly to share some historical background of this famous city of Jericho, one of the oldest cities in the world, I'm told. Jericho was a major city at the southern end of the Jordan Valley, located at the western end of the plain. And Old Testament Jericho is identified with Tel el-Sultan on the northwest outskirts of modern Jericho. I don't know if you had an opportunity to visit Jerusalem or Palestine. I did twice, and I visited Jericho, Dead Sea and everything. It's a fascinating place, and the Bible comes alive when you visit those places. Jericho is some 10 miles from the point where Jordan River empties into the Dead Sea and about 17 miles northeast of Jerusalem. Jericho is about 820 feet below sea level. And Jericho is mentioned 63 times in the Bible. As you know your scripture, Israel conquered Jericho, the famous story of Rahab the harlot, 7 days praise march. You know the story, what a miraculous reality that took place there. The parable of Good Samaritan from Jericho to Jerusalem, you know that story, so another Jericho story. When Jesus came to Jericho, he encountered Zacchaeus, that famous tax collector. And what a marvelous change took place in the life of that man. God performed a tremendous miracle, and what a tremendous transformation in his life. That was a real conversion. No ifs, no buts about it. So, as we study the life and the ministry of Jesus in the Gospels, we clearly observe that as he entered public life, his life became a life of action. Sometimes we see Jesus' picture as if he's a hermit or something like that. Just the opposite. He was a man of action, going here, going there. And we literally see him everywhere, on a hill, praying, meditating, on the seaside, preaching the kingdom of God and healing the sick, at synagogue, teaching. We see him at the desert, feeding the crowd and sharing God's word. He had time for everyone. He was ready to meet every need. No one disregarded. He was full of love, full of compassion, full of understanding the problems, their disappointments, their concern, their hurts. He never refused anyone. He never turned his back to anyone, and he was ready to help everyone. The biggest mistake that Christians make today, they don't approach him with a total trust. He understands us. He knows us. He's our creator. He loves us. He's concerned about us. A man visited a home where there were 5 children. He was supposed to be a kind of their godfather. He was trying to get involved with them on that level. You know, the elderly people want to be involved with young people. That's cool. You know, we try and we fail many times. He asked one of the little girls about her doll collection. Which one is your favorite? She said, promise me you won't laugh if I tell you. So he answered, no, of course I won't laugh. So she goes in to the next room and brought back a doll that was most tattered, dilapidated, worn out he had ever seen. A real refugee from trash heap. All the hair was gone. The nose broken off. Arm was cracked. He did not laugh. But he could not cover his surprise. He said to her, why do you love this one most? The little girl replied, because she needs me the most. If I did not love him or her, nobody would. God is like that. God loves us most when we need him most. God is closest when we feel broken and abandoned and forgotten. The passage that we are looking reads, Jesus and disciples exiting Jericho, a large crowd followed behind them. The most unfortunate reality was that most of them followed him without exactly knowing as to why they were following him. Their motive was not pure. It was much different, and it is not much different today. Even so-called Christians, they don't know why they're following. The label is Christian. We are Christians. But unfortunately, even the Christians don't know him. I'm told that a missionary was in Italy somewhere visiting coal mines. And he wanted to share the gospel. He wanted to talk about Jesus. And he asked one of the workers there, he said, do you know Jesus? The guy stopped. And he said, you know, that name is familiar, but I don't think he works here. Probably he worked further down. A Christian country. Unfortunately, even church people don't recognize Christ as God, the creator of the universe, as we talked about. Our Father adopting us. They have no concept, unfortunately. It's a sad story. Liberalism has taken over churches, organizations, many groups, confusing them, unfortunately. Follow the story. Behold, two blind men sitting by the road, hearing that Jesus was passing by. I want to stop here and tell you that they had heard about Jesus. So I commend the person or persons whoever had told those blind people about Jesus. Somehow they had a concept. They knew about him. They had heard about him. So as Jesus was passing by, they cried out saying, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us. And the multitude sternly told them to be quiet, hush. You're bothering us. Come on. Can you imagine? Instead of showing compassion, helping the blind to meet Jesus, they acted so rude. They were too interested in themselves. This is diametrically opposite to the real Christian thinking. En route to the royal city for a great celebration, they were looking for some personal benefits from this enigmatic bread maker. They had no time and patience for a couple of insignificant beggars in Jericho. Next week in Jerusalem, not today in Jericho, was the time and the place for an important action. They were too excited for the future to appreciate the present. They were so self-centered, could not notice the dilemma of other people. Fortunately, these two blind people did not give up. Bravo! Bravo to them. In life, some people might discourage you to take important step. Don't give up. Follow God's voice. They were indiscouragable. For them, it was a matter of sight or blindness. They persevered to get the attention of Jesus. That's wonderful. Lord Calvin, on one occasion, as he was lecturing to students, an experiment failed to come off. He said, "Gentlemen, when you are face to face with a difficulty, you are up against discovery." These blind people persevered and paid big time, big time. And Jesus, the scripture says, stopped. Jesus stopped. Once again, we witness the compassion of Jesus our Lord. God does not turn his back when we ask his help on any given issue. Jesus asked, "What do you want me to do for you?" What was the answer? "Help us to succeed in life. Help us to become famous. Help us to get a Porsche." Yeah. Especially young people's prayer. No. They recognized their most urgent need, their central need. Millions of spiritually blind people today, unfortunately, they don't recognize their primary need, ask other things, and neglect to ask God for a spiritual healing. You know, Christ was not obligated to heal them. He had no contract with them. He didn't have to. And yet Christ, with full compassion, used his messianic authority, touched their eyes, and immediately regained their sight. And what a magnificent experience. Can you imagine? Blind all their lives. And when their eyes were opened, for the first time they saw their parents, their brothers, their sisters, their relatives, their friends. What an experience. What a wonderful experience. Yes, the touch of Christ brings to the soul, to the mind, to the heart. It brings a spiritual, emotional, social, psychological healing. It brings inner peace. It brings joy. It brings meaning to life. New beginning for many. People are in desperate situation. People are in despair. Some people are hopeless. The touch of Christ is desperately needed in many lives. That's right. People are hurting today. They need him. After they were healed, notice their gratefulness. When they received what they craved for, they did not go away and forget the whole thing. "Yes, I'm healed. I see it. Take off." Like many people, God answers their prayer and you never see him again, unfortunately. But what the Bible says, they followed Jesus. Yes, they followed Jesus. We can never repay, friends, what God has done for us. But we can always be grateful to him in action, not just mere worship, words, preaching, prayer. And one final lesson from this incident that I'd like to share. We need to be caring for other people. As our hero, our Lord, our example, our champion, Jesus, demonstrated his compassion, and as Christians, to follow his example, we need to care and be concerned for other people. Years ago, a famous singer, visiting a building which housed a group of handicapped and crippled young people. She was taken to a room where a little crippled girl was in bed. This singer had a brief conversation with this little girl and asked, "Do you want me to sing for you?" A famous singer visiting me, asking, "Do you want to sing for you?" "Of course! I'm dying to hear you. Of course!" But before she began singing, the little girl said to her, "Can you open the door of my room? Can you open the door, please?" The artist, before singing, she inquired, "Why did you want me to open the door? Why?" She said, "Because there are other crippled children in the building, and I wanted them also to hear your beautiful voice. Others need Jesus. Others need Jesus. As Christians, it is our responsibility, our calling, our privilege, our honor to lead people to Jesus. Please create an opportunity. Share the news. Share the news." To summarize, the geographical location does not make any difference to God to perform miracle. Not only in Jericho, anywhere. God is not restricted to any geographical location or any situation. Circumstances does not control God. God controls the circumstances. Your attainment in life does not make any difference to God. Jesus is in the business of bringing healing, bringing life, hope. He makes eternal life available to all to come to him. He would like to bring any kind of healing in your life. Our job is to accept our condition. There might be hate in your life. There might be pride, maybe anger, maybe unforgiving attitude, and other spiritual unwarranted conditions. He will meet your need. Just give him a chance. Are you satisfied with your spiritual journey? Do you need a fresh touch from the great healer? He is passing by Brazil and the Washington streets. Don't hesitate to shout, "Lord, Son of David, Lord, Son of David," no matter how crowds yelling, "Be quiet, don't disturb us. Jesus, despite all the noise, will hear you and will stop." He will. To answer your prayers, to give you a new life, to bring healing to your situation. And what a magnificent difference it will make when you and I go to him sincerely, honestly, with one goal in mind: to get his touch. Not following because of this, because of that, because the other reason and other motives. Only to have the touch of Christ and what the touch of Christ can bring into your life and my life. And then share this with other people. May God bless you, and may he touch you and me in a new and a fresh way. God bless. Thank you.
the chaos of the storm, confusion and despair, Jesus, help me gaze upon your face. When the waves of fear and death surround me everywhere, help me set my eyes upon your grace. I put my trust in you, my God and strength. I look beyond my rage through the eyes of faith. You're my refuge and my shield. You are my victorious King. You gave your life and all the paid, so I am free. You're my strength when I am weak. By your stripes I am healed. In you I'm found. I'm free.